Oh, here we are, look. This is inside the temple with bits and pieces. Now, I might have some of those umbrellas, but I might have some of those barley umbrellas at home. That, you know what I mean, we could get from some sort of store. Oh, I thought I had more research, but...
Sounds like a computer search.
But I'm sure... You know they do those three-tiered umbrellas in Bali? Well, I'd have thought that something from Bali would be equally... It would apply equally for the umbrellas.
Okay.
And then the fishes we'd cut out and make them look like metal.
Right.
When I first was thinking of this, we talked about bringing the cage out and possibly coming out with a platform and then bringing the cage out. Then as I put this thing together and started to think about it, it could probably come out as one complete structure.
Why not drag it as a litter with wheels on the bottom? You wouldn't realize there are wheels, but tilt it over and drag it like you would a North American Indian thing, whatever
are,
that, you know.
For bringing it in or for actually carrying it
out? Taking him out. So instead of laying it out and carrying it with four people, you lay it out and you're dragging it with the help of some invisible wheels.
Functionally, that would work. Andrew was really attached to the idea.
Then they don't get to stick their spears
through. Something sort
of
processional, where it's where they're really out of their own control and doesn't have the same sort of mob mentality.
Looks fantastic. They look like Picassos, don't they, when they're out like that?
It's fun.
A short while after the magic flute, Ian said to me, did you enjoy doing that? And would you be interested in doing another one? And I have in mind the pearlfishers. Have you heard of it? And, of course, my knowledge of opera isn't that great. So he handed me the discs and the story and how it had first been done to let me do some basic reading, and then said, if you're interested, would you be interested in doing the sets and the costumes? And I would like to introduce you to Andrew Sinclair, who I would like you to work with. So it was initially set up probably about 3.5 years ago. And I believe Ian even booked all the singers by that time.
So where do you think we are on these in terms of design-wise? Is one of these two that we're looking at, right?
I think whichever looks like it's made of pearls and whichever you think's the easiest way to do it, you know.
And do you want them like this with one a little bit more purple?
No. Okay. Whichever one you think would look best and glisten, do you know what I mean? I think would be the best one, you know. I just did a couple of different versions. I think whichever looks more pearl-like. I read the basic story to get the basis of what was happening, and it took place in ancient Ceylon, which is Sri Lanka. But Ian gave me the leeway in saying to me, now, Bizet never went to Ceylon, so you don't have to be totally strict. You can interpret it any way you like. So I had initial conversations with Andrew Sinclair about how he conceived it. Did he see that we would be on a beach? How did he actually see it? I had some students helping me with research because I just had my hip redone, and they were finding research from travel things both in brochures and everything like that. And then totally out of the blue, I was invited to judge Miss India. The only non-Indian to judge Miss India, and they were going to fly me over. And I said, well, is there a fee? And they said, oh, no fee, you know, for the honour and glory. So I said, if this for the honour and glory, I'd like a fare that would take me, and I'd like to go down to Sri Lanka, and I'd like to do this, this, and this. And that was all written into the whole thing. So I could go from Hyderabad down to Sri Lanka, and I had another friend with me to sketch with. And I sort of, like, we went there for 4 days, then to Madras to find cloth and research nice bright coloured saris, back through Delhi. So the whole thing was a nice research trip that got thrown in to think around the subject. So it was quite wonderful.
Layla is a combination of oranges and pinks, so that she contrasts as well with the blue and the greens of the of the chorus. And so there are some supers as well. So there's this big color change that happens. The start of the show is blues on the seashore. And then at her entrance, orange and pink become a major part of the story.
She comes fully veiled so that you can't see her. So she's in a glittering pink and orange sari, being carried in by men who are in wonderful orange, what would you call their bottom pieces?
The Gandhi pants?
Yes, Gandhi-type pants with hand-painted details on them. And this is very glittering. It's already got, you can see, the gold... This sari already had on it, gold
it's
foil.
It's a foil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that you'll see quite a lot of glistening to add to her importance. A number of very wonderful artists, including Matisse and Marc Chagall, have been asked to do things like this. And I'm really a textile designer that went into fashion. And I don't think that Ian's coming to me for reality. He's coming for a Sandra Rhodes interpretation so that people are going to have a reason for using my production as opposed to someone else's. So the challenge really was to say, how can I treat this like a wonderful big pattern? So I concentrated that it would be a bit far from reality and did pink palm trees with turquoise trunks and really thought this has got to be a fantasy land over the sea that would have been called Ceylon, and make it a bit pearl-like because they are supposed to be pearl fishers, although there's not really allusions to pearls, so all of that was written into it.
Mm-hmm. We'll need to counterbalance. I can feel it. I can feel the weight of it come forward.
Yeah.
So we'll need to just counterbalance. Right. But it looks great.
These are outrageous.
Oh, cool. Looks like that's stuck a bit. Well, there we are. We have to just, you know what I mean? We need to work on those. And
we
need to paint on the edges of these.
Uh-huh.
But
to just, to make them pop out a little.
And the tiger fits down on the head, so it
yeah,
it
that's,
will have this.
That's the one I imagine will allow the most.
It's been quite interesting having to also design around dancers, and particularly as they're being particularly active. And in one part where Andrew Sinclair's built in some extra drama. He and John got together and decided that they wanted some animal heads, but then they want to dance around, and you have to make sure that the animal heads are going to stay on more like bicycle helmets, but they mustn't look like bicycle helmets. They look like have to look like magical animals. So it's been quite a job doing that. And then we wanted them to wear bodysuits, but the bodysuits had friction, so you have to take those off and think about how you have to compromise and use makeup to get different effects. So something like that is quite interesting, learning to do that in a different way as opposed to fashion.
This strap, it looks like it just stays and then you just pull your head in through it.
Very intimidating.
Mm. Working with Zandra has just been a kick. I won't say that I've really worked with her. It's largely been about the scenic and costume people interpreting her designs for the stage. I've had to talk about what in her costume designs might be challenging, problematic for the dancers, and ask for some considerations here and there. Everybody's been very cooperative, and she's just been fun to work with. This is great. This is really easy to work in.
Good.
So I tried to reduce all the sharp edges as best I could in case you use a net or something like that.
That's good. Dancers and sharp edges are a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That's scary.
It doesn't feel so big when you're standing.
It does.
not too bad. You can actually hop the water. Yeah. I shook the heck out of it when I was up there. It's certainly sturdy, but
it's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd hear John saying that.
Heights get more scary as you get older.
Oh, they do, don't they?
It's quite interesting working with a whole lot of teams and seeing a whole lot of teams come in and out, like the scenery moving and then the garments moving. And I must say it's very impressive on the teamwork on either side, both how John David Peters runs his workshop and how Missy runs the fashion side. I wish... the costume side. In fashion, I'm used to putting on dress shows, but they're probably even more of a shoestring, you know. I mean, so that it's wonderful having a really professional team who think up things and are pulling so evenly around me to make the whole thing happen.